This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Gaming is our point of entry into the global economy today. Not gaming as in gambling, but gaming as in games, video games to be precise. Activision, the maker of the monster hit Call of Duty, among others, is buying King Digital, the maker of the mobile game Candy Crush. The price tag? Well, it's free. But if they want extra lives or to level up, they're going to have to pay. Ah, see what I did there? Little inside gamer joke? All right, just kidding. The real tally, oh, come on, it wasn't bad. The real tally is almost $6 billion, which is, of course, a boatload of cash. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson unlocks the value proposition for Activision.
Candy Crush is sugary sweet and pretty simple.
Tasty.
It's basically a matching game played primarily on a mobile device by hundreds of millions of people worldwide. Call of Duty, on the other hand, is a far more complex series of combat games for PCs and consoles. Different games, different players.
We don't, as a company, have a lot of female members in our audiences.
Bobby Kotick is CEO of Activision. He says, in addition to being a fan,
I love Candy Crush, and I'm not kidding.
He's also buying King Digital's mobile expertise.
Making games for mobile platforms is much more complicated than it would appear, and something that we tried and realized was not exactly in our wheelhouse.
It's a very different skill set, says Michael Pachter with Wedbush Securities. Mobile games are meant to be played waiting in line at Starbucks.
It's sort of like saying, why doesn't James Cameron make reality TV shows and why doesn't Simon Cowell direct the next Avatar?
And this year, consumers are set to spend $32 billion on mobile and tablet games worldwide, says Dan Cryan. He's with the market research firm IHS.
It's been very rapidly growing, and it's set to continue to grow very nicely. Gaming has moved a long way beyond the sort of stereotypical hardcore gamer and has now become an activity for everyone.
But Cryan cautions this acquisition isn't without risk. He says it can be hard for mobile gaming companies to carry their audience from one game to the next. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.